Israel says Hezbollah is violating the ceasefire in Lebanon by stockpiling weapons south of the Litani River. The accusation follows an explosion in the house of a Hezbollah member near the city of Tyre in south Lebanon. There are conflicting reports about the blast and casualties, but Israel says it was caused by Hezbollah ammunition that is forbidden in that area under the ceasefire that ended the Lebanon War in 2006.
Hezbollah הופכת את לבנון לחבית של חומר נפץ.
Israeli President Shimon Peres said Hezbollah is turning Lebanon into a barrel of explosives. He said it is not Israel that is endangering Lebanon, but Hezbollah.
מבחינתנו כבר יכולנו לעשות שלום עם לבנון, אין שום סיבה שלא יהיה שלום בינינו.
Peres accused Hezbollah of preventing a peace agreement with Israel that could turn Lebanon into what he termed the Switzerland of the Middle East. Israel launched a 34-day assault on Lebanon in 2006 after Hezbollah captured two Israeli soldiers and killed three others in a cross-border raid. Hezbollah fired more than 4,000 rockets at Israel during the war. After the explosion, the Israeli army lodged a complaint with UNIFIL, the United Nations peacekeeping force in South Lebanon. Israeli analyst Mordechai Kadar says the explosion shows that the 13,000 UN troops deployed after the war are ineffective.
It only is a sign that the southern part of Lebanon is full with storages which Hezbollah brought after the war of 2006. In order to renew the missile arsenal vis-a-vis Israel.
Israel says Hezbollah now has more than 40,000 rockets in South Lebanon, and many here believe that the next war is just a matter of time. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.